Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from banjoist Kristen Scott Benson from her CD Second Season. We heard Sandy River Bell. Second Season is on Pinecastle Records. We are very proud that the Sing Out Radio Magazine is now being broadcast on the internet music outlet Bluegrass Planet. It will allow us to present the music to a new collection of listeners. This week and next, we'll be playing a timeline of bluegrass music from some early old-time sounds to today's highly eclectic style. We'll open with B.F. Shelton, a singer and banjo player from Kentucky, who was recorded by Ralph Peer in Bristol, Tennessee, on July 29, 1927, during the marathon sessions known as the Bristol Sessions. Peer was on a talent search for Victor Records and recorded musicians in an old warehouse for 2 weeks, eventually signing such future stars as the Carter Family and Jimmy Rogers. Here's B.F. Shelton with Oh Molly Dear on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Oh, I lived in old Virginia to North Carolina, I did go. There I saw a nice young lady, oh, her name I did not know. Her hair was black and eyes were sparkling, on her cheek diamond red, and on her breast she wore a lily to mourn the tears that I have shed. Oh, when I'm asleep I dream about her, when I'm awake I see no rest. Every moment seemed like an hour, all the pain that crossed my breast. Oh, Molly dear, go ask your mother who my bride can ever be. And she said, no, come back and tell me, and nevermore will I trouble thee. Last night as I laid on my pillow, last night as I laid on my bed. Last night as I laid on my pillow, I dreamed that fair young lady was dead. No, I won't go ask my mother, she's lying on her bed of bread. And in one hand she holds a dagger to kill a man that I love best. Now go and leave me if you want to, then from me you will be free. For in your heart you love another, and in my grave I'd rather be.
Tree. So ye may know where I am staying. weeping willow tree. Though he may know where I am sleeping and perhaps he will weep for me.
Morning shine. Do you need another mule skinner out on your new mud line? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I like to work, I'm rolling all the time. I can pop my initials on a mule behind. Doodly, 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 doodly. Hey, little water boy, bring that water around. If you don't like your job, set that water bucket down. Doodly. Working on the good roads, dollar and a half a day. My good gal's waiting on Saturday night just to draw my pay.
We're listening to bluegrass music this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week we're kind of listening to some of the roots of bluegrass. We just heard from Jimmie Rodgers, recorded in Hollywood, California in July of 1930 in Blue Yodel No. 8, which turned out to be the Mule Skinner Blues. That's from a collection on Rounder Records called America's Blue Yodeler, 1930 to 1931. And before that, we heard three selections from the monumental Bristol Sessions, held in late July and early August of 1927. We first heard from B.F. Shelton and Oh Molly Dear, recorded on the 29th of July in 1927. Then we heard the Shelor Family with Billy Grimes the Rover, recorded on August the 3rd, 1927. And we heard Bury Me Under the Weeping Willow from the Carter Family from August 1st, 1927. Bear in mind that most of these performers were taking a big chance by traveling to Bristol to try to get a recording contract. The recording, The Bristol Sessions, is on Country Music Foundation Records. We're going to open up this next set with some early bands. We're going to start off with J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers, recorded back in 1935. Their take on Maple on the Hill. Bluegrass music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Near a thriving country village grew a maple on the hill. Alone, I said, from my Reconina long ago. When the stars were shining brightly, we could hear the wolf wail when we sat beneath the maple on the hill. Forget me, little darling, when they've laid me down to die. Just one little wee darling that I crave. And you linger there in sadness, you are thinking of the past. Let your teardrop kiss the flowers on my grave. We would sing love songs together when the birds had gone to rest. We would listen to the murmur of the rill. When you love me, little darling, as you did those starry nights, when we sat beneath the maple on the hill. Don't forget me, little darling, when they've laid me down to die.
Thank you. on a hilltop down in a holler. See my little Sally is pretty she can want her.
Whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and I'd never come up. Well, tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? What's the head I take? If the river was whiskey and the branch was wine, you could see me in bed and just any old time. Well, tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? What's the head I take? Shake my tree, oh, tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Fight the head I take. Just as far as I can see, a man had my woman and the blues had me. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Must have had I take. I ain't no doctor, but the doctor's son. I can do the doctor until the doctor comes. Oh, tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? Must have had I take. The head of tater stocking, the head of tater shoe. To be my lord, I got the head of tater blues. Tell me how long have I got to wait? Oh, can I get you now? What's the head I take?
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1810. And remember, we're also available on iTunes and Bluegrass Planet. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from Kristen Scott Benson and her recording Second Season, and we heard the classic Bugle Call Rag. That's on Pinecastle Records. Well, we're listening to the roots of bluegrass in this first couple of sets. We just heard from the Coon Creek Girls, featuring Lily Mae Ledford on the banjo from back in 1944, and Banjo Pickin' Girl. And before that, Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers from 1936, and If the River Was Whiskey. Before that, we heard from Ernest Stoneman and his family from their recording Edison Recordings 1928 on County Records. And we heard Sally Goodwin, as they call it here, the old fiddle tune featuring Hattie Stoneman on the fiddle and Ernest on the guitar. We started that set with J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers and Maple on the Hill, featuring Wade Maynard on the banjo, Zeke Morris on the guitar, J.E. Maynard on the fiddle, and Daddy Love on the guitar. J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers from 1935, included on a great collection from quite a while ago called Ragged But Right, Great Country String Bands of the 1930s. When Bill Monroe started recording, he recorded with his brother Charlie, and it was really pretty much an old-time style that they were playing, fiddle tunes on the mandolin, along with a two-part brother harmony. This is the New River Train with Bill and Charlie from back in February of 1936. Then we'll hear a couple of tracks from the Bluegrass Boys. Bill Monroe on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Darling, you can't love one. Darling, you can't love but one. Can't love but one and have any fun. Oh, Dolly, you can't love but one. Riding on a New River train. Riding on a New River train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away. Dolly, you can't love too. Dolly, you can't love to, can't love to, and your little heart be true. No, Dolly, you can't love to. Riding on the New River train, riding on the New River train, Lord, the same old train that brought me here and soon gave me away. Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. Can't love three and still love me. No, darling, you can't love three. Riding on that New River train. Riding on that New River train. Same old train that brought me here and soon gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love more. Darling, you can't love more. You can't love more and love me anymore. No, darling, you can't love more. Riding on that New River train. Riding on that New River train, Lord, Lord. The same old train that brought me here and it's too good to carry me away. Darling, you can't love pile. Can't love pile and get money from my behind. No, darling, you can't love pile. Riding on that New River train. Riding on that New River train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love sick. Darling, you can't love sick. Can't love sick, that kind of love won't mix. No, darling, you can't love sick. Riding on the New River train. Riding on the New River train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away.
Good morning, Captain. Shining in the
like two diamonds in the sky. Pretty flowers were made for blooming. Pretty stars were made to shine. Pretty women were made for loving. Little Maggie was made for mine. Last time I saw my little Maggie, she was sitting on the banks of the sea with a 44 around her and a banjo on her knee. I'm a-going down to the station with my suitcase in my hand. I'm a-going to leave this country. I'm a-going to some far distant land. Go away, little Maggie. Go and do the best you can. I'll give me another woman. You can get you another man.
We'll be right back. Take me in the love boat. Take me in the love boat. It will stand a raging storm. Take me in the love boat. Take me in the love boat. It will bear my spirit home.
Sisters, and don't fall asleep, but pray night and day, are you sinking deep? Fathers and mothers are crying so loud, saying, Lord, won't you take us in your lifeboat?
Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will stand a raging storm. Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
The clouds are so heavy, the winds are so wild, the thunders are rolling, bursting in the clouds. They prayed till the shipmate for what they had done. They took the dying sailor in the lifeboat.
Take me in the lifeboat. Take me in the lifeboat. It will stand a raging storm. Take me in the lifeboat. Take me in the lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Thank you very much. Here's a little number that I always like to try to sing to get to hear Earl Pickett. You Are My Flower. When summer time is gone and snow begins to fall, you can sing this song and say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower. So wear a happy smile and life will be worthwhile. Forget the tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower.
Nice long set of classic bluegrass to close down this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We just heard You Are My Flower, recorded by Flatt & Scruggs at Vanderbilt University in 1963, when rock and roll was kind of knocking bluegrass out of the picture for a while. Flatt & Scruggs stayed busy by playing college campuses. It worked out really well for them. That's on Columbia Records, live from Vanderbilt University. And before that, we heard Flatt & Scruggs from back in 1950 and Take Me in a Lifeboat. That's from a collection on Rounder called The Mercury Sessions Volume 1, their first recording sessions after leaving Bill Monroe. And of course, before that, Foggy Mountain Breakdown from Volume 2 of The Mercury Sessions on Rounder. And before that, we heard from the Stanley Brothers and some Columbia recordings that they made back in the 1950s. We heard I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. Of course, we all know that from O Brother, Where Art Thou? That's from a collection called Stanley Brothers 1949-52 on Bear Family Records. And before that, back when they were recording for the Richer Tone Records label, right after they got started as a band, we heard Little Maggie from the Stanley Brothers. And before that, we heard from Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. We started it off with Bill and Charlie Monroe with New River Train from February of 1936, recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina. We followed that up with Mule Skinner Blues, recorded in 1940 in Atlanta, Georgia. And finally, from the very first recording session featuring Earl Scruggs, Heavy Traffic Ahead from Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Hope you've enjoyed this week's program. We're going to conclude our two-part bluegrass feature next week with some more recent recordings. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1810.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out